Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Well, this is the place, huh?
New ranch, new neighbors, new germs. BRD could be right around the corner. Our hides are hung.
Oh, calm down.
Our tails are toast.
Relax, you lightweight. I heard they're slipping us something new. Zelnate DNA immunostimulant.
Did you say Zelnate?
Uh-huh.
Steerific.
Bayer is rewriting the book on BRD treatment with Zelnate, the first licensed immunostimulant that aids in the treatment of BRD due to Mannheimia hemolytica. A non-antibiotic innovation, Zelnate helps reduce lung lesions and mortality associated with BRD in cattle by jump-starting an animal's own defenses.
I'm ready to kick BRD right in the rump roast!
Yeah, don't strain yourself there, Shorthorn. Calves.
Visit Zelnate.com to learn more about a new chapter in BRD management. It's not an antibiotic. It's not a vaccine. It's Zelnate.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about livestock futures here today. And, well, cattle futures, kind of a rough day yesterday, ending negative across the board.
That's correct, Dave. We did see downside. The live cattle and feeder cattle gave back part of the large gains that they made back on Tuesday. Much like Tuesday, there was a real lack of fundamental news yesterday to sway price direction. Cattle complex is still in a downward trend technically, in a struggle of price-negative fundamentals. Now, choice box beef was 31 cents higher yesterday. Select box is up a nickel. Total movement of 168 loads. Cattle slaughter was 114,000 head. Cash feeder index up 23 cents. On the close yesterday, October cattle were down 50 cents. October feeder cattle down 95. And October lean hogs 15 cents higher.
We'll check the grains right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about our grain futures yesterday and kind of falling in line with the cattle. The wheat futures were lower, and so were the soybeans. Corn, the only positive yesterday.
That's exactly right. Wheat, corn, and soybeans did trade mix yesterday, and as Dave said, only the corn was able to close on a positive note. Now, I expect to see trading to be two-sided based on positioning now ahead of the USDA supply and demand report that will be released at 11 a.m. Friday. The weekly export sales will be out Friday also, a day late due to Monday's holiday. Now, trading overnight has been mixed, and up till just a little while ago, we've been mostly on the positive side. We're losing some of that as we speak. December case see wheat's up 0.75 cents, but December corn's down 0.25 cents. November soybeans are trading 3 cents lower. December cotton is holding 65 points higher. October crude oil is 13 cents higher. September dollar index is up 9 cents. And September Dow Jones futures down 56 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll visit again tomorrow and look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.